Hello and welcome to the Silk Selection episode 53. Today we're at Dorking Town.
We certainly are, and it's a beautiful day. It's a great day to see the chicks in action.
Well, we've not been to Dorking for a couple of years, have we?
No, we haven't, John. And this is Gordon. Gordon, if you'd like to say hello.
Gordon's going to tell us how Dorking Town FC you've been doing over the last 2 years.
Put down the zumps.
what league are we in now?
Combination, Surrey Combination.
So I don't even know that one, do you?
No, Surrey Combination Counties.
Combined Services League.
Combined Services League.
And we're playing Worcester Park today. And
it's the first division of the Combined Services.
This is John. John.
John. Say hello to the listeners.
Hello to the listeners.
How long have you been coming to see Dorking?
All years.
Many years.
More years than you've got fingers on your hands.
I have, yes. Many more years. I can't count how many more years.
Not in Britain, what is the attraction of going to the low league football matches?
Well, to see how they go on. We go to the Dorking Wanderers now. John and I go down there, and Gordon. And we go down there.
You go to that? Doesn't that make you a turnkoat going to both?
Well, no way. We used to go over there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
So you get the best of both.
I like this lower leagues because it's it's cheap for a start, but it's friendly, and the match is only half the interest, to be honest. I only watch about half of it.
There's some good matches down here. You know, they've lost the bloke that scored all the goals. Bennett.
Isn't that the lot of the football fan, John? That's right. Yeah.
This is more like old-fashioned football. It's more real, gritty. It's much better.
Local, yeah.
It's not everyone's covered in sponsors, and there's no silly music when someone scores a goal.
John, this is our first game for... Oh, it's got to be 3 seasons, I'd say.
Oh, long time. Well, Rich has been coming for... you've seen him many, many times.
I've been to a dozen
games.
50 years or more.
50 years or more, wow.
Yeah, more than that, mate.
Fine. On this ground?
No, this is... Originally they used to play in Fairfield Drive. Then they moved down to Pitcham. Then they moved up to...
Didn't you tell me once this was built on landfill?
Yeah, that's right.
This is called Meadowbank, isn't it?
Yes.
I always thought Meadowbank was the name of a more famous ground somewhere else, but it's this. I think it might be. I think there's more than one.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Originally, the old field with a pond up where the trees are. They used to be cattle in there.
Oh, right. Well, this is such a beautiful ground. You can see the church and surrounded by trees and houses. A lot more interesting than a Premiership ground. Okay, now we're going to have some music which John will introduce.
Hang Out the Stars by Al Bowley.
Well, baby, you're to speak. What's to do about it? Let's put it in
the Hang out the stars in Indiana, up in a sky of midnight blue. Hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you. Have every robin sing a love song, a melody just meant for two. For in my heart there'll be a love song, a song I long to sing to you. How could I find the things I sought for? No wonder they were all denied. The very happiness I fought for was right back by your side. So wait for me in Indiana, and when the long, long day is through, hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you. Thank you.
singing now.
Well, that was Hang Out the Stars in Indiana by Al Bowley. Bit of a classic old tune. Al Bowley. Bowley. It's great. We've got his album.
We have, yeah.
We both got it. It's brilliant. And since you've been gone, no one's scored any goals. Just a reminder for our American listeners, this is association football, which you call soccer. Al Bowley's English, was he?
I've heard of him, but
hang out the stars in Indiana. Oh, sorry, there's a football match. We'll watch a bit of football and we'll get back to you soon.
You're listening to the Silk Selection.
Hello, well, still here, no score. And what is it? What I like about this low league football is that it's charming. It's everything's sort of low, you know, small scale. There's a nice tea bar over there, queue for 5 minutes, get a nice tea and a hot dog. You can get a nice pint of Master Brew in the bar.
It's absolutely comforting, isn't it?
It is. I mean, going to a Premiership game, spending, what, 60 quid on a ticket, whatever it is now, queuing with thousands of people, and not necessarily being entertained on the pitch. I mean, it's not for me.
No, and it does help that there's lots of shouting. And there's a glorious weather today as well.
It's glorious weather. And you can hear every individual insult from the crowd here, which is great.
I have to say, it's very nice to be back in Dorking, John.
Tis, well, maybe we'll be here when we're John and Gordon's age. Probably will.
Scary thought. Most of the gentlemen that we attend the game with, or at least in there, most of them are in their 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Anything to say about Dorking?
Yes.
Well, we've been away, you see, so we don't know how they've been doing.
The last two seasons, let's be fair.
Well, this is my first game back this
year. Ah. Perhaps you can tell us briefly just what you like about coming to watch the Dorking and this lower league.
Hoping from a big improvement from last season, but and I think there is. What I've seen in such a short time, a noticeable improvement in the football. Let's hope it leads to some success.
Well, since we were last here, apparently there's only one player left. So we're here.
Well, that would be a similar situation to what I was in.
Well, it must be hard to hang on to players in the lower leagues. There's not much money, is there? There's no money.
No. I think that's what counts now, isn't it?
Sadly,
the most money.
That does count, yeah.
Billions in debt, aren't
they? Who, Dorking?
No.
Dorking and billions in debt, that would do.
Property portfolio is greatly affected.
Yeah. What's the best snack here at Dorking from the tea bar?
Pardon?
What's the best bite to eat we can get?
I don't know, to be honest.
Hot dog?
He'll eat any old rubbish.
Yeah, I will. Two hot dogs each.
That's for sure. We usually have a couple of hot dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm disappointed with the tea, never mind the eating.
Well, we'll sample that tea.
We shall mark the tea out of. We'll do it. 5 footballs for good, 1 football for bad at half time.
Oh, and there's one now.
Here's some music. We'll be right back.
finances, I see the chicks as cheaper to get in than last time I came, I'm sure. It was £5 today. Last time I came, it was £6.
Yes, well, the explanation for that is we're in a lower division of football.
Pound off for each league that you drop.
No, they put ours up to pay for it. You had to pay £3 today, didn't you?
I was looking on the old internet recently, and I saw this women's topless football. Is there any of that around here?
I wouldn't be here.
No, we haven't seen any of that. All gentlemen.
Maybe we could start a team.
All gentlemen new fans here. No. Here's a goal coming. Here's a goal.
Oh!
I think there'll be a financial meeting before half time.
We're about to have a who buys the teas? I think we'll split the teas.
Okay. don't confine it to tea. Who buys?
And what about my Mars bar?
The refreshments. We might decide on whiskey.
This is Jamie Cullum, and you're listening to the Silk Selection.
It's a good turn by the winger. Down the line. He's found the number 10. The number 10's played it inside. It's getting a bit fractious out there. This time the kick has gone the way of Dorking AFC. Referee's not happy about something. Okay, Dorking take the kick.
I think you ought to mention a bit closer. Stage, Richard. We've had the local comedian round.
We have.
Suggesting that
you pay for the tees. Oh, it's a chance for Worcester Park. Oh, breakaway goal. It's a goal for Worcester Park. 1-0. Mix up at the back. And an error by Dorking. And I think that means it's time for tea.
Who wants a tea?
Okay, we've got a tea and a hot dog. The hot dog's a bit different to last time.
It is.
It's a bit smaller.
They're using probably what you call a more traditional sausage for the hot dog.
It's just a regular small sausage. But it's actually...
It's very nice.
It's not bad. I mean, when you first see it, you're like, 180 for that. But it's quite tasty.
My initial reaction to our scoring, hastily improved scoring chart, I would say, give it a healthy 3 footballs. Possibly even a 4.
3 footballs and also another deflated football, so 3.5 for the hot dog.
I'd agree.
I said the tea, nice and dark, just like George Orwell would like it.
Yeah, good strong cup of tea. I really like the way that the lady in the tea shack took the time to remove the tea bag.
Yes.
Something that wasn't done previously.
Was that right?
She did, and I like that. I would say that's again probably about 3.
3 footballs for the tea.
Yeah.
You ain't in that photo, didn't you?
In the what?
You ain't in the photo.
No. This is my first game back for a long time, Rick.
Well, you had luck's change, didn't it?
Last time I was here, it was we were in the Ryman League.
Well, we've slipped a few leagues since then.
You can see.
I don't know, fairly. Similarly, where we go.
Just the lad that was sent off.
No.
Well, the defenders have never even started, have they?
Well, we're halfway through the second half, and it's 4-0.
Yes, 4-0 to Worcester Park. Dorking following the sending off, have surrendered any initiative.
Here comes another goal.
Oh, nearly 5.
Nearly.
And it's a sorry state. The few fans that Dorking have got are starting to trickle away now with 15 minutes to go. A chance for Dorking? Wasted.
Oh dear. Well, I hate to say it, but there is shades of Barnstermouth United from the Ripping Yarns episode Golden Gordon. One day there'll just be an echo of Dorking, Dorking, around an empty ground.
you can see there's people leaving all over the pitch now, all over the ground. People are leaving. Those elderly gentlemen in the stand opposite have stood up as if they mean business.
Not inspiring times. Well, it's near the end of the game. We're going to leave. Five minutes for the end. 5-0. Say goodbye, chaps.
Cheerio, lads. Cheerio, Richard. Cheerio.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And what would you say to anyone who wants to come to Dorking for a good afternoon of football?
Very good. Very good for the other side.
Goodbye. See you in 2 weeks.